You're listening to SBS News.
Speaker of the House of Commons John Bercow delivered the news of another blow to embattled British Prime Minister Theresa May.
The ayes to the right, 258. The noes to the left, 303. So the noes have it. The noes have it.
It was the pro-Brexit European Research Group of Conservative MPs who sank the vote for their own government. The ERG announced it had abstained on the government's motion in what it described as a collective decision because backing the motion would have, they say, endorsed efforts to rule out a no-deal Brexit. A no-deal Brexit would result in leaving the EU without a withdrawal agreement, which in turn would mean no transition period and EU laws no longer applying to the UK from 11 p.m. on March 29. Many economists claim that would result in a drop in the value of the pound and cause chaos at UK borders as stricter controls come into play. The reduced access to European trade routes could drive up food prices and lead to a shortage of essential goods. Nearly one in three businesses in the UK is considering moving operations abroad to avoid these problems. Ms May has consistently rejected calls to rule out a no-deal Brexit, but the rebel MPs believe the wording of this vote opened the door to that. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says the vote shows Ms May doesn't have a Brexit plan the Parliament will support.
Tonight's vote shows there is no majority for the Prime Minister's course of action in dealing with Brexit. Yet again, her government has been defeated. The government cannot keep on ignoring Parliament or ploughing on towards the 29th of March without a coherent plan. She cannot keep on just running down the clock and hoping that something will turn up that will save her day and save her face. So, it is surprising that the Prime Minister is not even here to hear the result of this vote. So, Mr Speaker, I was going to ask her to come to the dispatch box now and admit that her strategy has failed. And come forward, bring forward to the House a coherent plan that can deal with the stresses and anxieties that so many people all over this country are feeling, that can be brought to this House so that we can make some progress forward together to bring people together and prevent the catastrophe of a no-deal exit on the 29th of March.
The ERG is effectively a group of Tory rebels, and so this vote indicates that Ms May will struggle to rely on some of her own MPs to have her current Brexit plan approved. The vote doesn't have any legal ramifications, and Downing Street says it will not change Ms May's approach to talks with the European Union. Indeed, such was the lack of practical significance to the vote, Ms May wasn't even in the House of Commons to see it. The House Speaker, John Bercow, explains.
It is not obligatory for the Prime Minister to be present on this occasion. Other representatives of the Treasury bench are here, and if the Secretary of State for exiting the European Union wants to take to the dispatch box, it's open to him to do so.
The vote was Ms May's 10th defeat since becoming Prime Minister in July 2016. There will be another vote in a fortnight after the government has had a chance to pursue changes to the Irish backstop. The backstop is a safety net that will apply to the Irish border after Brexit, designed to keep the border soft, which is what both the UK and the EU want. But they can't agree on the exact terms of the backstop, and until they do, the EU won't agree on a transitional period or substantive trade talks. The EU says it won't renegotiate a backstop deal agreed late last year, which Ms May and the Parliament do not accept. If an agreement can't be reached by the EU and the UK, and then have it agreed by the UK Parliament all by March 29, Brexit will be hard, both by name and by nature. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.